The Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Seeing a little sun break through the clouds this morning here on this Saturday. Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And Coach Stanton Stevens of the Laverne Wolverines in to talk this morning. It was final last night, CAK 56, Laverne 41. And any truth to the rumor that somebody scored another touchdown after the game?
I don't know. The way those kids were going at it, they may still be playing right now. You know, when you lose, there's not a lot of joy in that. But, you know, I told our seniors at senior night, finish with something memorable. And, you know, sometimes a high-scoring shootout, you come up on the wrong end of it. But at the same time, it does make for a fun football game. And I think it was a fun game last night, except we came out on the losing end of it.
CAK, a team that you beat last year, and this year they're undefeated and tied with Alcoa in the 3A poll at number one in terms of votes. So a pretty tall task, but you stood toe-to-toe with them.
Well, you know, we play a lot of tough competition down here, and, you know, our schedule is really loaded with tough competition. I think the majority of the teams on our schedule have winning records, and most of them have probably qualified for the playoffs already, minus one or two. And you know, it's as the season wears on, you kind of get used to playing one good team after another. And Friday night was no difference. We played 2 weeks in a row. We played teams that throw the ball exceptionally well, and you know, we all know down here how well Siegel throws it. I don't know how many people are familiar with CAK, but that kid probably holds every Tennessee passing record that I'm aware of anyway, and he did that all last year as a junior, and now he was back as a senior this year. I think the young man has developed. He's developed better accuracy, and that's always dangerous when a quarterback becomes more accurate throwing the football. So, you know, CAK played you know, how we expected on film. From watching the film, they played how we expected. We turned the ball over three times in the first half, and I really think that was the difference in the game. Last year, we won the turnover margin probably 2 or 3 to 1, if I'm not mistaken. This year, we turned it over more than we created turnovers, and that was the difference.
Well, what was it? Those three turnovers, and the score was, what did you say, 35 to 14?
35 to 14.
You know, when you dig yourself a hole like that, it's hard to come back.
It is. You know, the first one, we quarterback, running back exchange, we were doing some read plays early, and you know, the running back's clamping down, and the quarterback didn't clamp down enough himself when he tried to pull it. That was one turnover. And then the next turnover came on a bad pitch. We pitched it behind the running back. The next turnover, they made a great play. It's probably a highlight-type play where the guy catches it. Well, he tipped it, laying on the ground. Before the ball hits the ground, he tips it again, and then one of his teammates actually gets the ball. So they made some plays to put themselves in position, but those three turnovers, and they scored touchdowns off each one of those. So it made it really tough to overcome. But my guys came out in the second half, and we battled and scored. I don't know if we scored on every possession in the second half or not, but if we didn't, we came awful close to it.
Well, you're talking about a difference in the game of 15 points, and if they score on three turnovers, that's 21.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can obviously point to that and say that
yes,
the game.
Yes, and it may not have made any difference. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I can tell you it did not help us at all. So, you know, we fought. We just came up on the short end of the stick last night.
Obviously, offensively, you had a pretty decent night if you put up 41 points.
Right, we did. We did. And, you know, none of those were defensive scores or special team scores. So it was all offensive touchdowns. Willie Cowan had a really big night. Darryl James had a really big night for us. Shout out to my offensive line. They had a really good night last night. So with that being said, you know, we played well. you just can't turn the ball over. And I think my quarterback had some miscues, came back in the second half and played like a champ, you know. But you can't have a bad half against the number one team in the state. Usually they're gonna put you in a hole you can't dig out of, and that's what happened Friday night.
Stanton Stevens joining us as we talk about Laverne Wolverine football, 56-41 the final, and that's one of the highest scoring games I've seen in a long time around the state.
Well, it is, and CAK, they are involved in a lot of high scoring games. Rusty Bradley is of a mindset that I'm going to outscore you. So, coach, here, I'm taking all the best players on the team, and I'm going to give you whatever's left, and we're just going to outscore people. And it works for him. So, and some of their better players do play on the defensive side, but you can tell they're not used to playing a lot of defense.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did this game come about? A lot of folks, why do you play a 3A team out of Knoxville? And one thing is, all coaches in 7AAA, I don't care who you are, where you've been, if you're in 7AAA, there aren't a lot of people that's knocking on the door that want to play you.
Well, you know, sometimes I think with Rusty and CAK's case, they are an elite team. They're an elite football team, and they have been playing people and beating them. And I think at one point for about 4 years, the only team they lost to was Alcoa, who every year they lost to them won the state championship. So with that being said, they were having a hard time finding people to play and scheduling them, because a lot of teams see that passing offense and are scared because they don't know if they can stop it or slow them down. And CAK probably over the last couple of years is averaging somewhere over 45 points a game. So it was hard for them to find a schedule. Me and Rusty have a pretty good relationship. At one point, I even considered going over there and trying to learn some of that passing offense that that they employ out there. And we just got to talking, and he said, "Stanton, I need a game." You know, and I kind of twisted his arm a little bit. I had him, you know. I said, "Well, Rusty, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to come down there to your place. You know, that's a long drive, blah blah blah. You know, the hour, time change, you know, it worked out to where we got him to come up here twice, and you know, that was definitely in our favor. You know, they needed games. I think he told me one team they played them Friday night, and on Monday morning, the team bought out the contract for the next year. So, yeah.
Wow.
So they struggle sometimes finding games. They have some of the same problems that our teams down here have in finding people who want to play year in, year out.
And a home and home for you is a good deal if you can get somebody to play you home and home.
Yes, yes. That's a great deal for us. You know, to get them to come down twice, like I said, that usually that doesn't happen. That's
right.
Unusual. And that won't be the case if we continue this series. We would have to go there at least one time. So,
Stanton, next week you've got District 7 AAA play to wind up the season, and the Blackman Blaze, who had a 1-point win over Brentwood last night. Doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, it doesn't get any easier, but it's kind of expected. At this point, you don't expect anything easy on our schedule. Weekend, like I said, I'm repeating myself, but every week we got a big game. Every week we've got a good opponent, and we've got to prepare and we've got to play, or things can get ugly, you know. So hopefully our kids will want to finish this thing out right, and maybe we can finish with another upset as we did early in the year, and we can knock off Blackman and, you know, just really mess up the the standings in our district.
Well, that obviously is still something that's out there. Before I let you get away, I do want to say Laverne High School kind of in the limelight. They ought to be getting ready to kick off that middle school championship game out there today.
When I left, they were starting the warm-up process, and, you know, it looks like it's going to be a good game out there. So if you're looking for a good game, come on out to Laverne High School and watch the Rutherford County Middle School Championship, and I'm pretty sure it's Christiana versus Oakland's mm-hmm. Middle school program, and that should be a pretty good game.
Laverne's had some success in that, Laverne Middle School, previous years.
We have, and I tell you, Coach Suggs has done an outstanding job down there at Laverne Middle School. And this year, you know, one bad half, and they would be playing tonight. They won the championship last year, and I think they're good enough to win it this year. But, you know, once again, one bad half of football sometimes is the difference between you going to a championship or not. And I think Coach Suggs and his coaches would love to have that half back, you know, to do some things a little differently for their kids, you know. But as a coach, you always are looking in that rearview mirror and saying, man, I wish I'd have done this. Or, heck, I wish I'd have done something different last night. Maybe this the outcome would have been different. But, you know, come on out to that middle school game.
I think that middle school actually sets the tone of what happens in high school because it's a very competitive league.
It is. It is. And I'll tell you, I think the talent is distributed fairly well at the middle school level. And I think that it kind of rotates who's going to be the top dog, but there's really no standout the team that's head and shoulders above everybody else. I think right now you probably had about four teams right at the top that were pretty good. I think Stewart's Creek had a chance if they would have beaten Laverne Middle to be playing today. I think Rock Springs at one point was doing fairly well. So, I mean, you've got multiple teams that were doing really well that had a chance to play in this championship game today. So I think football is going it's very strong right now in Rutherford County.
It's going to be okay in a few years.
It's going to be okay. It's not going. There's not a. You don't have to worry. Siegel will hold toe the line for the county this year, and I think the following year, Rutherford County football is alive and well.
Going to get those Laverne Wolverines in that mix too, aren't we?
Absolutely. I think we've got two really strong classes. We get all those kids focused and staying together. We really are excited about the future.
Stanton, appreciate you coming in this morning, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. See you next Saturday, Brian.
All right. That is Coach Stanton Stevens joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.